Radio Chaser is proudly brought to you by The Rain. Great for farmers, annoying for everyone else. The Rain. Triple M.
Sydney, a city of coffee, beer, wine and fear. Mainly the fear that drinking so much coffee, wine and beer was a bad idea. It's to cities what hangovers are to drinking. But we love it. So sit back and take the ultimate cure. 1 hour of pure, uncut Radio Chaser.
Yes, great to be back with you on a soggy day in Sydney town. Another edition of Radio Chaser. My name is Dom Knight. Andrew Hansen is here. And Charles Firth is here because Alan Jones's lawyers haven't managed to shut him down quite yet. We've got more fallout from his Opera House prank yesterday. We'll tell you about that. Plus, great news, another royal wedding. The bad news is it's someone no one's heard of, Princess Eugenie. She once wore a weird hat. That's all. That's all that she's ever done.
Princess Eugenie.
Is it her who's getting married or the weird hat?
I hope it's the hat. It's probably more entertaining. But first, look, a terrible day in Australian cricket. We are playing Pakistan in Dubai, and look, a great start to the game. The first wicket, I think they put on about 147.
Yeah. Well, I was in the pub last night, and I saw Finch and Khawaja were just killing it, weren't they? They were in the 140s when I...
They made, 62 and 85 respectively. Yeah. But then we lost 10 wickets for 60 runs, one of our worst ever batting performances. It's almost as though we've taken two of the best players out of the team.
I know, but to be fair, Dom, like... You know, to be fair to Cricket Australia, how would they know that if you take the two best cricketers out of the team, that would lead to a less good team?
Like, yeah, there's no statistics to back that up or anything. You know, it's you know.
Although I must say, so wait a minute, you're saying they got 142 and then they got all out for
and they got another 60 runs for the loss of all the wickets.
Oh. So that's like literally proof that there's only two good players in the entire team.
It really wasn't a good day. We're getting quite desperate. And I've got to say, at this point, Cricket Australia is looking for any solution that they can find to the batting crisis.
The Australian summer of cricket is almost here.
What a hit!
It's going to be awesome.
There's just one problem. We're not very good anymore.
Australia are two for none.
So, cricket fans, there's an urgent tryout coming soon to your local cricket oval.
Oh, cool. I used to play kangaroo cricket when I was 7.
You're hired. Here's your baggy green. We'll take anyone except Steve Smith and Dave Warner, the two best players in the country.
I'm Shane Watson. I'm available.
We're not quite that desperate.
Got it!
The Australian summer of cricket. You might as well rub sandpaper on your own balls instead.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Radio Chaser. Brought to you by The Rain.
Did I leave the washing on the line? Oh, fuck!
The Rain.
Triple M.
So the protest went ahead last night at the Opera House. They did the barrier draw on the shells, and thousands of people were down there trying to use their phone torches to stop it.
Which I love the comment of one person I talked to who went down there said it was the worst vivid ever.
Hats off to the first silly bugger to shine a light at the Opera House to protest this thing. Charles Firth, who went down there with a projector and screened Alan Jones's phone number on the Opera House yesterday. Then he went on Studio 10, Kerri-Anne Kennelly challenge you to give out your own phone number, not knowing that you're the kind of shameless person that would love doing that. And you've been getting a whole bunch of texts and reactions. What's it been like since then? You've done a lot of media. There's been a lot of love.
I have been flooded, mostly with messages of support. It's been very surprising. But literally thousands of people. But there have been the occasional negative ones.
Do tell. Far more
amusing.
I want to know what people are saying, because I've sent you a few negative texts as well.
Oh, is this you, is it?
Yeah.
Why doesn't anyone know how to spell or use the word "your" if they're abusing you?
Well, if you're going to send me rude text messages, at least send them in grammatically correct English.
It certainly proves we need to improve the education system in New South Wales. Now, okay, so hi, dickhead, abusing a person who does so much charity work, you left pathetic human. If you don't get your way, you all go feral. If I was your dad, I would kick your ass. In you're a disgrace, you, your show are garbage. Have good look in the mirror because you are not full, not funny.
Well, I hope you took his advice. Did you have a good look in the mirror, Charles, and realise that you are not full, not funny?
I feel so
Did you
chastened.
Think from this that Alan Jones has your mobile number, Charles?
Alan writes a good text message, doesn't he?
But he always goes on about the charity work. I mean, yes, he does a lot of charity work. It's very impressive. Yeah. But if I made as much money as he did, I'd probably give 90% of it to charity.
He does a lot of charity work for Racing New South Wales.
Though. He's very kind.
Yeah,
very kind
to them.
And look, he can support your cause too for a small fee. It's absolutely fine. That's how commercial radio works.
But, all right, what else, Charles?
The category of abuse, which is just literally a list of swear words. For example...
Now, careful. You know you're not allowed to say any of those words on air, Charles.
Yeah, I think I'll just have to sort of... Your mind can fill in the
blanks.
We're
in delay. Yeah, it's fine.
All right, try it.
You are the dumbest C word to take a breath, you effing piece of S word. Scum, lefty, green, C word, F word, you dog.
Oh, yeah, that was me. I was at the pub. I had one drink.
He didn't call you a dog. I mean, that's beyond the pale.
That was at 5 a.m. this morning.
That was at 5 a.m.
Yeah, I think he just woke up and went, you know, I'm filled with hate today.
Imagine waking up that angry. I mean, I suppose you would be if you had to wake up at 5 a.m. Yeah, you probably would be angry.
But then I did get one that actually did sort of just chill me to the bone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was actually horrible. It's really, this is the worst text I think I've ever received, which was, go back to New Zealand. Serving uninformed wanker. 104.9
Triple M Radio Chaser. Radio Chaser on Triple M. Now, Barnsley was even against the Opera House. Did you see this? Australia's unofficial president came out and said, nah, not on the sales, not on my watch. At that point, Racing New South Wales must have just gone, nah, okay, yeah. we've lost this one. Better luck next year.
Yeah, and Barnsley was screaming it so loudly. It was louder than the actual ad on the Opera House.
I can imagine it was.
But I'll tell you what, news overnight about another drug bust at Sydney Airport. This is like the third in about 3 days. It's almost like it's, there's some festive season coming up where, you know, Sydney needs a whole lot more drugs than normal.
Yeah, this is the whole other side of Christmas shopping that I haven't understood before.
Yeah, the drugs are always out so early though, aren't they? It's only October and already we've got Christmas drugs.
It's only 77 days till Christmas, so stock up now. But the one that struck me as just being bizarre was this guy got done for hiding half a ton. That's 500 kilograms of MDMA.
Whoa.
In sausage making machines.
Is that why they say you don't want to know how the sausage is made?
Yeah, exactly. And you should see it. It's like not very well hidden, right? It's just basically bags of, you know, white powder
in
sausage machines. But then the detail was when they asked him, so what is this stuff? He said, oh, it's chocolate biscuits and air freshener. So he said.
Well, because drugs look exactly like those two things.
It's real. And it's because, you know, on the packets of the white powder, it said, oh, chocolate biscuits.
Look, just a note to drug dealers. Don't take your own supply on the plane. It's not a good idea.
Yeah, well, especially not in a sausage machine.
It's the most bizarre thing in the world. Anyway, so what was this guy thinking? Like, what did he imagine would happen that would then allow them to go, oh, no, okay, well, you can go through. You know, you've only got this white powder in a mince-making machine.
Yeah, let's picture this, like, when he's loading the drugs into the the mince makers and just going, this is going to be great. They'll never pick this as drugs.
What was he thinking? Next.
Hi.
Where have you travelled from?
Oh, I'm a tourist from Turkey, just here to see all the sights in Sydney. I've heard you've got some great billboards to see.
Empty your bag, please.
Sure.
What are these?
Oh, just meat mincers, just ordinary meat mincers.
You're a tourist on holiday who just happened to bring along some meat mincers?
Well, you never know when you might come across a tough cut of steak that needs grinding.
Well, that is true. What's this inside them?
That white powdery stuff.
Yes, what is it?
Chocolate biscuits.
Chocolate biscuits? They look like drugs.
Yeah, yeah. I disguised them as drugs and hid them in these meat mincers because my wife doesn't like me eating chocolate biscuits.
Oh, okay. Well, you must like them a lot. There's half a ton of this stuff.
Well, chocolate biscuits are very popular over Christmas, especially at office parties and on New Year's Eve. Lots of people enjoy dropping a chocolate biscuit or two, you know, just recreationally, you understand?
You're not tricking me, are you? You're not just saying that, but they're actually drugs or something.
No, I'm being completely honest.
Ah, well then, can I have a chocolate biscuit?
Okay.
Oh my God, this is the greatest chocolate biscuit I've ever had. Welcome to Sydney. I love you.
Radio Chaser. Triple M. Radio Chaser, brought to you by The Rain. It's just like air, but wet. the rain.
104.9 Triple M.
Yes, stay dry, Sydney. Now, look, if you didn't hear the show yesterday where Charles told the full story of how on earth he came to project Alan Jones's phone number on the Opera House, it was quite an adventure. And lots of people from around Sydney actually offered their services for free.
Mm.
Bless you for that. Just get onto Triple M website, triplem.com.au, or subscribe to the Radio Chaser podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, and listen to yesterday's show.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, another thing that happened to me yesterday is I bumped into this guy who's got the most bizarre job in the world, which is to study Tinder. He's an evolutionary biologist or a psychologist or something. Like, he's a scientist guy.
Oh, so he doesn't, you don't mean he uses Tinder and studies it really hard while using it.
Well,
he actually studies it like a sort of subject.
Yeah. And works out what, you know, why people are attracted to other people and, you know, what goes on.
Yeah, I assume people are more honest on apps like that than they are anywhere else.
Well, it must be true. Well, we've got him on the line. His name's Ian Stephen. Hello, Ian. Are you there?
Hello, how are you going?
Hello. So your job is to basically study Tinder. Is that what does your wife think of that?
She's all right with it, just as long as I don't use it for my own purposes. It's all business.
Why did you start studying Tinder?
My kind of research is all about what makes people attracted to each other. So Tinder's kind of an obvious place to start looking for that, because there's loads and loads of data out there from the way people are kind of behaving without having to get them into the lab or anything like that.
Okay, so just a tip for a friend. What is it that attracts women to men? Like, what are the sort of big traits that you know, men should have?
Oh, there's all sorts of things. So some of the big ones that have been studied are... things like a symmetrical face. There's a big argument about whether they like manly facial features or not. Mm. They definitely seem to like tall men.
Oh,
they
right.
They also definitely seem to like rich, powerful, dominant men.
Do they? Damn. Oh. I've really lucked out on all those things. I've got a wonky face and I'm poor and short. But
is that how Donald Trump gets all those models? Okay, so.
Yeah, right. It's
tall
men.
Rich is not the best looking chap, though.
Yeah, so, but can you change? Like, or are people just naturally attracted to tall men? Like, if you're a short man, is there anything you can do to sort of change a woman's mind, or is it just set in stone?
Well, so for most women, it's not a complete deal breaker. There's not a whole lot you can do to make yourself taller, but there's plenty you can do to make yourself more desirable in other ways.
So. Look, IKEA sell these little step ladders, and
how fascinating! So the Mel Gibson movie What Women Want, you actually know the answer to that question. What about the other way? What do women look? What do men look for in women? What are the traits that we want collectively?
Men tend to be a bit more shallow than women are.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Just anything. So men just like all women.
Men tend to put a bit more kind of emphasis on looks and also more emphasis on age.
Is it more shallow to be into looks than into height? Aren't they equally shallow?
I guess they're kind of, I would say, height part of looks, isn't it?
And what about Warnie? Does he take up like 80% of your research time?
He must have something going for him. Maybe it's the money and the fame.
Yes, look, that is fascinating stuff. So there you go. So a lot of the things that I guess we understand as stereotypes turn out to be true in your research. It's really fascinating. Thank you so much. That's Dr. Ian Stephen there from Macquarie Uni, the Department of Psychology. Why don't we test that out, though, guys? I want to know. You hear so often that women want taller partners.
Mm.
Let's see if there's actually anyone who can push things the other way. Does any woman listening like short guys? 133353. Is anyone listening in the whole of Sydney who disagrees with that research?
Yeah, I would love to know if you're a woman and you're into Grant Denyer, then ring 133353 and let us know.
If you're a short bloke who's just absolutely reckons he can disprove it, you can call as well. 133353. Women who love short men, are you out there at all? Mm. And are you on Tinder? This is Radio Chaser. Now, yesterday, while on his media tour talking about his Opera House prank, Charles Firth met a bloke whose job is researching Tinder. And he reckons, Ian Stephen from Macquarie Uni reckons, that women only like tall men. And we thought, surely across Sydney, surely somewhere there's one woman who's going to say, no, I like shorter guys. Why not? 133-53 is the number. We put it out there. Nobody's called. I think Dr. Stephen's research is looking pretty solid at this point.
One woman.
I've never been in a bar and a tall woman has strided up to me and gone, you know, Charles, I really love a short man.
Really? That's never happened to you? What a surprise. Yeah. That's amazing to me.
There are so many other reasons, Charles, why they might not have been attracted to you.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is an absolute disgrace. You're missing out on choice cuts, ladies. People, you know, like you could be shacking up with Elijah Wood, with gorgeous people like Danny DeVito and Andrew Denton, and you are just missing out on these sexy men. Yeah. I mean, my goodness, how shallow.
Yeah, I agree.
It's always nice to confirm a scientific researcher's research. Thank you, Sydney, for that vote of confidence.
Any are the phones ringing, Dommy? Are the phones ringing? Are any women ringing us now?
No, it's a complete blank.
So no one wants a
if you're short in stature, I'm sorry. You may as well just accept it's never going to happen for you. We'll move on here. Coming up next, though, Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss, not far away. A royal wedding with a royal we've really never heard of. We're going to tell you all you need to know about Princess Eugenie or Eugenie or what you googly her wedding. That's coming up next on Triple M.
Now, I'm grief-stricken, guys, to hear of the passing or the soon-to-be passing of one of the great social media experiences of our age. Now, you might be somebody who, you know, you might follow interesting people, friends and celebrities on Facebook or Instagram. Or
love Instagram.
Yeah, or Twitter.
All over Twitter.
Well, would you believe one of the social media platforms has announced it's closing down?
Oh, my God.
They're not going to do Google Plus anymore.
Was that thing still going?
Yeah. You know, you remember Google Plus? It was the thing that we noticed existed about a few years ago.
Was that a social network?
I think for people who didn't use social networks, it was.
I got really big on it because any social network where I could potentially meet girls, I was all over back when I was single.
Well, you wouldn't have met any on Google Plus.
No,
there was nobody there.
I think I spent about a day or two just trying to get everyone I knew, add all my crushes or whatever in Google Plus. Nothing happened. Then again, it was the same as every other aspect of my life.
Was that the one with the circles? They had a whole thing about
circles.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah. Look, you were supposed to be there. There were people in your circle, and then nobody joined the circle. I mean, it was very sad, very sad. And then they had this data breach, which they didn't tell anyone about. It was all a bit of a shocker, and they've just pulled the plug. They've gone, bugger this. I'm quitting.
We're not very good at socialising at Google.
We thought what we'd do is ask people out there in the world for their favourite memories of Google Plus and the happy days.
Remembering the happy days of Google Plus.
I still remember the first time I tried Google Plus. It was the only time, actually.
Posts from celebs like Kanye, Taylor Swift, Lena Dunham, none of them were on Google Plus. It was a welcome relief.
Google Plus was my ideal social platform because I have social anxiety and I don't really like being connected to anyone.
The thing I'll miss most is the peace and quiet. Oh, every day there were no new posts.
I remember they handled that data breach really thoughtfully. They didn't tell anyone so we wouldn't get stressed out.
Google Plus had a data breach? How would they have had anyone's data? No one ever posted a single thing on that website.
I remember the first time I ever heard about Google Plus. It was this morning when they announced they were closing it.
We remember you, MySpace. Sorry, what's it called again?
Google something or other.
All right. We remember you, Google something or other.
Radio Chaser.
Triple M.
Radio Chaser, brought to you by The Rain. The Rain.
Triple M.
Our royal expert, Mr. Andrew Hanson, with some exciting news about the royal family.
Yeah, that's right, Dummy. Well, we're all getting very... Look, there's some exciting news, which is that, Harry and Meghan got married and everybody was in a royal flap.
Wasn't that a great day?
It was amazing. They're going to tour Australia. Everybody's talking about Harry and Meghan.
Everyone's favourite couple.
Yeah, everyone's favourite royal couple. Well, turns out there's another royal wedding that they're throwing on for us. Princess Eugenie is getting married as well, apparently. Not that anybody's really noticed.
I thought Princess Eugenie was about 3 years old.
Didn't she do something in like 2010 or whenever William got married? Wasn't that? Did she have one day where people noticed her hat?
Isn't she the person who had the candy floss, like a little toddler? Yeah. That's the last.
Yeah, I know, but apparently she's old enough to get married. And, you know, and look, no one's that interested. The wedding's going to be on Channel 7 too.
Seriously?
a channel no one's heard of.
Because I know 7, I know 7, mate. Are you telling me this is Channel 7 too?
Well, apparently. But anyway, look, not very many people know anything about Princess Eugenie. So we thought that we would bring you some facts about her.
Fact that's amazing.
Princess Eugenie has very notable heritage. She is the daughter of Darth Vader.
Princess Eugenie is famous for wearing a silly hat, unlike most royals who are famous for being a silly twat.
Fact.
The name Eugenie is French for who?
Not sure if that's a fact.
Princess Eugenie has a normal job in an ordinary everyday art gallery selling million-dollar paintings to billionaires on $250,000 salary. So basically, she's just a commoner.
Fact.
As she is only ninth in line to the throne, Princess Eugenie receives no public money whatsoever, which still somehow seems like a bad deal.
Fact.
In a love story worthy of any princess fairy tale, Eugenie met her fiancé Jack Brooksbank while nanging at the Deniliquin Ute Muster.
Fact.
As Dom mentioned, she's ninth in line to the throne, which means she only has to murder 8 people to become the ruler of Great Britain.
Fact.
Eugenie is the female version of Eugene, meaning that I'd almost feel sorry for her if she wasn't an incredibly wealthy royal.
Fact.
And finally, sources say Prince Harry is not very fond of Eugenie, but when he wears his Nazi uniform, he's very fond of eugenics.
Not sure if that's a fact. Cat's pajamas or cat's piss?
Yes, bunch of stories here to put to Charles and Andrew to find out whether they're cat's pajamas or cat's piss. Now, this is up on the Triple M website, and I'm quite confused about why or how this has occurred, but it's an attachment for your mobile phone that strokes your hand. It's a little finger that plugs in and strokes your hand while you're making a call. Is that something you've ever felt the need to
have? At last, we've got one.
Are you sure that's what it's really for, Donny? I think they might have misreported why there's an electronic finger that you can control with an app.
I can't possibly think of any other use for that product.
Yeah,
to me,
I don't think
it's just for stroking your hand. That's what it says on triplem.com.au, and I'm not going to argue with that for a moment.
Well, maybe. Is it supposed to soothe you? Or?
Is it a finger or a hand?
It's just a finger. It's a finger, and it strokes your hand. So if you hold, imagine yourself holding a phone in your hand, and there's a weird prosthetic finger coming off it that just gently strokes your hand.
It'd be strange in the middle of an important business meeting to take that call and have everybody around the boardroom looking at you with your
imagine
robotic
if Alan Jones
finger.
Had one on his phone yesterday. The finger would have been going crazy.
Now, I think it's cat's pajamas for the why not? I mean, if that's the sort of thing you want, like, you know, it's a big world. Maybe there are people who like to be stroked while they talk on the phone. I think it's cat's pajamas. They finally have something to do that for them.
Look, I think it's one of those things where you look back and you see breakthroughs in history. And, you know, the last one was really 2007 when they invented the iPhone. And people are going to remember 2018 as the next big breakthrough, which was the finger on the phone.
That's all we've got time for on Radio Chaser today. Mumford & Sons are live on Kennedy Malloy coming up next right here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.